Greetings to you, our listeners. We greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. It is prayer time in the city and worldwide. Let us go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you, God, for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we tell you thank you. God, we tell you thank you for how you clothed us in our right minds and you kept our minds as we slumbered and slept last night. And for this, we tell you thank you. Now, God, I ask that you move for the people on today. Move for the listeners in the name of Jesus. God, that you would touch their heart, that you will encourage their heart. Oh, God, that you would bring this backslider back home. Oh, God, that the sinner man would give his heart to you in repentance. And God, we'll give your name the praise, and we tell you thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. We're going to talk to you today from Psalms 34, 1 through 22, which is an entire chapter, and also a couple of verses out of Psalm 73, which would be Psalm 73, 1 and 2, also Psalm 73, 25 and 26. So, and our topic I want to leave with you today is God delivers the righteous. God delivers the righteous. So when we think of the word deliver, we know that means to set free. Righteous are the just, are the morally upright. God delivers the righteous. Let's go into the book of Psalms. Psalms 34, 1 through 22. That would be the entire chapter. And then we'll go to Psalm 73, 1 through 2, and 25 and 26. And it reads, Psalm 34, 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Let's read that again. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. We're still going to talk about God delivers the righteous. The 16th verse says, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is night unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. The Lord delivers the righteous. Let's go over into Psalm 73, 1 through 2, and it reads, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. 25, 26. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. The Lord delivers the righteous. This scripture shows us Psalm 34 starts off telling us about, I will bless the Lord at all times. This is a psalm that David had, a psalm of David, when he changed his behavior before Amalek, who drove him away and he departed. So David began to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Then he went on to say, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The fourth verse said, I sought the Lord. That's my testimony. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. One thing David was saying here from Psalms 34, from 1 through 22, the writing of this psalm praises the Lord for a miraculous deliverance from great trouble. David's testimony here was, it was to encourage all afflicted believers to believe that they may also experience the goodness of the Lord. I want you to know that regardless of what you're going through, that you can still see the goodness of the Lord while you're yet in the land of the living. God delivers the righteous. He will come to the righteous rescue. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. He said, because what God has done for me, even when he was going through and even when he was on the run and even when he changed his appearance and act like he was insane in order to survive, he began to know that God, that he cried unto the Lord and he sought the Lord and God heard him and he cried unto him and God came to his rescue. God delivers the righteous. Regardless of what you're into or what you're going through, regardless if your troubles are physical or emotional or financial or whatever you're going through, whether it's in the home, whether it's in the school, or whatever you're going through in life, whether it's on your job, you know, whether it's just something that came out of left field and threw you a curve, I want you to know that God still delivers the righteous. He's waiting for our call. The sixth verse of this said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivered them. So David said here, he said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is a man that trusted in him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Regardless of what you're going through, just taste and see that God is good. Just think about where he brought you from. Just think about even when your foot was slipping, God kept you from falling. Just think about, just take a minute to go down memory lane. And when you get through going down memory lane and missing in your mind and going down memory lane, you're going to say at the end of this segment, oh, yes, God delivers his people. God will stand by his people. The 73rd chapter says, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. Surely God is good to Israel. Yes, he is. Surely God is good to Gloria. You can say that to yourself. Truly God is good to you. When you think about where you were on last year this time and where you are this year, you can say, God has been my helper. You can say, God has been my deliverer. You can say, God has been my keeper. Yes, because when you were going through and you just didn't know where to go and what to do and where to turn, I know that what he did, he kept your mind. And I know that's somebody's testimony. It's mine also, because when I didn't know what to do and didn't know which way to go, I heard the voice of the Holy Ghost say, stand still, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God will deliver his people. He will deliver the righteous. The scripture said that the righteous cried and the Lord heard. One thing about crying out to God, he's a father that listens for your cry. The righteous cried and the Lord heard. He just didn't hear the cry of the righteous, but he came to their rescue. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He will pull you up out of a pit. When you fall on your face, he'll lift you up. When you're going through in the hospital room and just don't know what to do, and the doctors don't know which way to go, and they don't know what medicine to give you. They may have given you some medicine and it had an adverse effect, but God knows how to step in, and he knows how to meet you at the point of your need. He knows how to be that doctor, that other doctor in the white coat. He knows how to walk in the room, and he knows how to make it all right. God will deliver his people. God still delivers his people. You can think about the times that you went through and you cried unto the Lord, and he delivered you. We had a song that we used to sing and said, I cried unto the Lord, and he delivered me. And if you cry unto God and you stand on the promises of God, and you know in your soul that you shall not be moved, God will move for you. God still delivers the righteous. God delivers his people. And when I think on that Psalms, when David said, that's why he was able to say, I will bless the Lord at all times, because his praises shall continually be in my mouth. And he said, I sought the Lord and he heard me. And he delivered me from all my fears. And not only will he deliver you from all of your fears, but he'll deliver you from whatever rut you're in. He'll deliver you from whatever situation you're in. We serve a God that's, he's a warrior. We used to sing a song that God is a warrior. He'll fight your battles. He'll fight your battles like no one else can. He will bring you out on top. God delivers the righteous. The cries of the righteous do not go in vain, because we serve a God that cares. We serve a God that has compassion. We serve a God that hears us before we open our mouth. There's a scripture that say, before you even speak it, God heard it and he's answered it. We serve a God that will come to your rescue. When it seems like all hope is gone, God delivers the righteous. And what do you mean by the righteous? It's the just. It's the ones that believe in God, the ones that say that I know that God is going to make a way somehow. And I may be speaking to someone that's going through a financial situation right now and down to your last dime, but I want you to know this, God will make a way somehow, because God delivers the righteous. As we bring this program to a close, I just want to say before we go off the air that we bless God for you. And God, we ask that you touch the hearts of the listeners on today. And God, that you would do it for them now. In the mighty name of Jesus, restore the backslider, God. God, bring sinners to repentance. In the name of Jesus, and we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we tell you thank you now. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Just want to say a shout out to my overseer, the Dr. Apostle Lydell Cheever. I salute you. And until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.